Mounties have arrested and charged two Calgary residents believed to be responsible for a string of break and enter spanning from Drumheller to Sundre. The Drumheller RCMP General Investigative Section also seized weapons as well as drugs and recovered stolen property following an investigation into a series of break and enters, including to Canada Post locations in Carbon, Sundre, and Cremona. This was a complex and multi-jurisdictional investigation that involved several persons being victimized. Staff Sergeant Rob Harms, Drumheller Detachment Commander, was quoted as saying in a November 25 RCMP press release. The success of the investigation demonstrates the abilities and determination of our investigators and partner agencies to hold persons accountable for their actions, and is another step to ensure safe and secure communities. The timeline of offences allegedly committed by the accused stretch back to September 22, when Airdrie RCMP were dispatched to the Petro-Canada on Edmonton Trail where a verbal altercation had reportedly occurred and culminated in a male retrieving a firearm from a vehicle and then pointing it at the victim. Then, on October 10, Didsbury RCMP responded to a report of a break and enter at the Cremona Canada Post Office, and an investigation was subsequently conducted. Less than 1 week later on October 15, members of the Didsbury detachment followed up on a complaint of an attempted break and enter at the Carbon Bottle Depot as well as the theft of a 2019 Ford F-150. 2 days later, Calgary Police Service recovered the stolen 2019 Ford F-150 in the Falcon Ridge area of Calgary. Another week went by before the offenders reappeared on the police radar, when on October 23 Drumheller RCMP were called out to another report of a break and enter to the Carbon Canada Post and Carbon Farmers Exchange. Additionally, police said there was a second attempt of a break and enter to the Carbon Bottle Depot. They were back at it by November 16, when members of the Sundre Detachment were dispatched to a call about a break and enter at the Sundre Post Office. The investigation eventually led the Drumheller RCMP, in coordination with Calgary Police Service, Calgary Police TAC Team, RCMP Crime Reduction Unit, Federal Serious and Organized Crime, Crime Reduction Intelligence Analyst, Sundre RCMP, a Canada Post Inspector, and Drumheller GIS, to execute a warrant in Calgary, where police believed items stolen from three of the break and enters were being stored. Police found and seized the following: stolen property from the Cremona, Carbon, and Sundre Canada Post break and enters, large quantity of stolen mail, clothing and tools utilized in the Cremona, Carbon, and Sundre Canada Post break and enters, what is believed to be methamphetamine and psilocybin, a black airsoft gun believed to have been used in the commission of an offense, and an extendable baton. Matthew H. Rexich, 37, and Becca Wood Stairs, 27, both residents of Calgary, have been charged with 4 counts of break and enter to commit theft, 3 counts of mail theft, 4 counts of disguise with intent, and possession of break-in instruments. Additionally, H. Rexich was individually charged with the following: break and enter, mail theft, 2 counts of possession of break-in instruments, 4 counts of breach of firearms, weapons prohibition, pointing a firearm, possession of a prohibited weapon, and uttering threats. H. Rexich was scheduled for 3 separate court dates and remanded until his November 25 appearances in Calgary court for the charges stemming from the Airdrie incident, and in Drumheller court for the charges pertaining to the Carbon incident. The accused is also set to appear on November 28 before the court in Didsbury for the charges connected with the Sundre and Cremona incidents. Wood Stairs was released from custody on a release order and is scheduled to appear in Didsbury Court on December 5 over the charges resulting from the Sundre and Cremona incidents, and then again in Drumheller Court on December 9 for the charges related to Carbon.